Okay, let's flip over to Romans 8. And while we're flipping there, just wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. So my name is Ryan Walker. I was converted in the Charlotte church about 5 years ago. I graduated from UNC Charlotte a year ago, and I moved to Georgia, to Marietta, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And after graduating, I worked as a preschool teacher for a bit, and I was asked to help lead a ministry at Southern Poly State University, to lead a campus ministry there. Starting out, I only had 2 people. Through the grace of God, and through much prayer and a lot of help, we had 3 baptisms that year, and so now we have 5. And it's just really encouraging just to see how God can work. And I know I had a dream for that campus. I know many others had a dream for that campus, and they were just praying so much about that. And you know, that was something that really meant a lot to me. So today, I want to talk about conquering our dreams. And that's kind of the title of today. Let's get situated. Okay. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to the Auburn Tuskegee Church. You guys have been great, as David said. You know, you guys have taken care of us. You guys have, you know, invited us in your homes and fed us and had fun with us and, you know, just shown us around town and things like that. We really appreciate that. It really means a lot. So thank all of you. I really do thank all of you guys. So in Romans 8, Paul is writing, and he's talking about living a life, you know, with the Spirit of Christ. So he's writing to Christians, people who have the Holy Spirit in them, and how God blesses that, how he, you know, how God blesses us if we have the Spirit, and the hope that we have through the Spirit. So let's continue in verse 31 of Romans 8, and I'll read through 34. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. So I read this and I think, you know, based off the scripture, God is always there with us. And he's always there with us. And for a church this small and just in general as a disciple of Christ, we've got to have dreams. We've got to have visions. We've got to want to see God work in greater ways than he already has, because he has all the potential to do so. So in this scripture, God is there for us all the time. He's always protecting us. He's always comforting us. It says, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us? So I have a story. About a year ago, I went on a retreat with the campus ministry. We were out in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee, and there's this giant bridge. It was like a railroad track bridge, and it was 30 feet above this river. And there was a brother there, his name is Jordan Massey, some of you guys know him, and he basically was like, okay, we're all going to climb on top of this bridge, and we're going to jump off, you know, and it's going to show, like, our boldness and how we can conquer our fears and things like that. And so for me, as soon as I heard that, I was like, no, I'm not doing that, like, that's dumb, like, I'm afraid of heights, I can't swim, I don't like being underwater, like, why would I do that, you know, like, why would I put myself in this position, I can be bold somewhere else, like, I don't have to worry about that. And so, but at the same time, it was, you know, it was one of my visions, one of my dreams to conquer my fears, just of being bold and just of doing things that, you know, that can scare me. And so I put on a life jacket, and I made sure I had people with me, because everyone else who knew how to swim, they like went up there by themselves and like did flips jumping off of this 30-foot bridge. And I had a life jacket on. I went up there and I made sure I had people with me. So I had a guy who knew how to swim. I had him to my left. And then I had another guy who was a lifeguard. I had him to my right. And so I had a guy who was on the swim team in the water waiting. And then I had a few other guys by the shore, just in case, like, if I drown, they can jump in and help me. And so, and it was scary. It was very scary, but eventually I jumped, and those guys were with me. And I landed in the water. It was thrilling. It was scary, but it was fun. And they all helped me get to shore safe and sound. I heard rumors that I panicked. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But I made it to the shore safe and sound. And so, you know, I think that helps me relate to this scripture a lot, because it says, you know, God is with us. Who can be against us? And I had my brothers, I had these people with me. Even though I was doing something scary, something that I couldn't really imagine myself doing beforehand, I had people with me, people who believed in me, and people who were willing to protect me. And they were there. Just how God is there with us. He's willing to protect us. He's willing to help us out. We just have to let him. And you know, another thing I get from this is that we are not alone. Like, God is always there for us. And let's continue reading through verse 35. This is Paul writing. He says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels or demons, or the present or the future, any powers or any height or depth or anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." This scripture gives me a lot of confidence, and it gives me the right kind of confidence. Not confidence in school, or confidence in a job or anything like that. Confidence from God. And I just want to encourage you guys and challenge you guys to get that confidence from God, to be more than conquerors, because nothing will separate us from God if we know we hold on to him. Nothing. It lists many things that that seem scary: death, demons, poverty, hunger, all these things, height, depth. None of that can separate us from the Spirit of God. And it gives me a lot of confidence when I read that scripture, because I know that God's there, and he's there to help with dreams and visions towards God. And I have a vision for the Auburn Tuskegee Church. I wholeheartedly believe this church can be over 100 people within the next year. I wholeheartedly believe that. And I just want to ask, do you guys believe that?
Amen.
I wholeheartedly believe that. I believe the campus ministry can grow, can double within the next year. I truly believe that. I can see that happening. I can come back next summer and see us in a different room because we got too big to be in here. I can see that wholeheartedly. And you know, I just think about this. It says, you know, at the end of verse 39, you know, it says nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Lord, that's one, you know, that's a singular term. And you know, I just think, like, who else can say that? You know, throughout this life, you know, and throughout the world, there are tons of rulers, there are tons of kings, there are tons of leaders, but the thing is, they're all lumped into one category. They're all plural. They all die, and they all stay dead. And Jesus is one. He's the only one. He's our Lord and our Savior, and he's head and shoulders above the rest. We've got him as our King, and nothing can stop us. He's the one we serve, and through him, our dreams will come true. Amen. And so with that, I just want to thank you guys. I want to challenge you guys. And yeah, let's make our dreams come true. Amen.